A Peoria City Council member says government needs to cooperate with businesses as they cope with Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID-19 restrictions.
We need to work together with our restaurants and retailers to make sure that they can remain open here.
That's 4th District Councilman and mayoral candidate Jim Montelongo. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, December 10th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. You may want to take some time to look at the night sky on the night of December 13th or early the morning of the 14th. The peak of the Geminid meteor shower is fast approaching. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Curator of Science and the Planetarium Director at the Peoria Riverfront Museum, Renee Kerrigan, says that the Geminid meteor shower is an event that happens every year when the Earth passes through the dust trail left behind by a comet.
When the little pieces of dust from this comet enter the Earth's atmosphere, the friction from the high speed of the dust moving through the air of the atmosphere creates that beautiful streak of light that we think of as a shooting star.
Kerrigan says that the best way to view the Geminids is by getting to the darkest spot you can find. She says that this year the moon is in the right phase of light to allow an optimal Geminid viewing experience.
All meteor showers are fun events to observe because, you know, it's just really exciting to see that beautiful streak of light going through the sky. And this year in particular, there's no bright moon blocking out the light of the meteor. So it's an extra good year for observing. You might be able to catch up to 150 meteors per hour.
Kerrigan encourages everyone, regardless of astrological experience, to take some time to pause and look up at the sky.
Astronomy is a hobby that everybody can enjoy. It costs no money to be able to go outside and try and look up. It's good for all of us to spend a little time outside and looking at the sky. It can be a really enjoyable pastime.
For more information on the Geminids and how to view them, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria International Airport is losing Delta as one of its carriers. The airline suspended flights out of Peoria in June amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Metropolitan Airport Authority has been told Delta is changing that suspension to a termination. Green energy advocates are continuing to lobby for the Clean Energy Jobs Act as a solution for environmental racism and economic inequality issues in Peoria and across the state. And U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is calling on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to call a bipartisan $908 billion COVID-19 relief bill to the floor. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. After more than a decade on the Peoria City Council, Jim Montelongo believes he's the best choice to follow Jim Artis as the city's mayor. Montelongo tells Joe Deacon why he chose to step away from his current seat and seek the mayor's office, and how he plans to lead the city into the future.
I believe I've been in the position for almost 8 years now. I feel like we've maintained and moved the 4th District forward. I think I've got a lot of things accomplished that I wanted to get done. So I felt it was time to pass the baton on to the next person.
What are some of the accomplishments that you point to that you think qualify you to be mayor?
So there's a number of things that I feel like I've accomplished with 4th District. First, I created a business roundtable. I got the biggest developers, retail owners together to work together, to come together on a common plan to stabilize and make that area one of the best shopping retail areas. One of the other things that I'm very proud of is my monthly meetings with the community, 4th District residents. When I came into the district, we had several hot spots of crime. We addressed those areas. Those are probably a few things that I got done that I'm probably most proud of.
What do you feel are some of the biggest issues facing the city right now, and how would you go about addressing those as mayor?
Obviously, the coronavirus is the biggest thing impacting our city, and kind of like the gasoline on the fire. Our city was struggling already financially, and to put this on there really made things a lot tougher for us. We got to get our financial house in order, and we need to get on a solid footing here.
Following up on the COVID-19 pandemic, what's your stance on enforcing the governor's restrictions?
Well, I think what's important is that we follow CDC guidelines. and making sure our businesses are following that. We need to work together with our restaurants and retailers to make sure that they can remain open here. I know we need to probably be pushing that discussion with the governor on, you know, what is safe. I've seen some other communities right across the river that remained open, and there's no data that says it's coming from restaurants or retailers where this is happening. I do believe, though, we need to make sure that we're doing it in the safest way possible.
You mentioned getting the city's financial house in order. Obviously, the budget issue is well chronicled over the past several months. What would be some of your proposals to try and keep things in line and help the financial position of the city?
First of all, what I'm hearing from the business community and residents, no more taxes, no more fees. And I think that's part of our biggest problem. We can't tax and fee our way out of the problems that we have for our community. That's chasing people away. It's chasing businesses away. And we want our businesses to do well. So we're kind of being counterintuitive with that. I understand the need for money. I have voted no for any of those tax increases over the last 8 years. And that's from the feedback that I would hear from my constituents, both at the coffee meetings or from the business roundtable. We need to be following up on our basic city services. And when I say basic city services, I mean our police, our fire, and our public works. We need to make sure that we're delivering at the highest quality. But we also need to be thinking, how do we do this efficiently? We need to hear from the people that work in these departments. How can we cut costs and do this in a more efficient way?
Racial equity and social justice reform have gotten a lot of attention over the past year as areas that need improvement. How would you go about addressing and seeking improvements in those areas?
Well, first of all, I want to be a mayor for all the people in Peoria. And much like I've been doing with my coffee and conversation meetings once a month, I want to have meetings throughout our entire city. And I want to listen to everybody and tackle some of the problems that they have in different communities and help them move forward.
That's mayoral candidate Councilman Jim Montelongo talking with Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.